Well, I am the youngest. Sometimes I'm reminded that I'm getting older, but I am the youngest of our three, so that's a good thing. Well, people wanted to know why we wanted to go to Caswell County and start a meeting, and Jason and Neil have already shared their burdens of why they want to do it. I'm a little bit different. We haven't been in Caswell County not quite 2 years, so we're transplants, and my wife reminded me before I got up here that I've transplanted her 4 times to different meetings. This is the first New Testament meeting that we've come to, which is Reeseville. And we understand the distinction between what the scriptures say and what we see most churches doing. So it's an honor to be able to go to another county that doesn't have a New Testament meeting and to begin a work out there. So we are privileged to do that. What else? Oh, yeah. I'm going to read some of my notes, because if I don't, I will lose thoughts. 12 years is how long I had been praying for my wife to get to Caswell County. We ventured from, I know, that's hard to believe. Why are you going to be praying to move to Caswell County? But if you've been there, then you understand why. And we used to take some little cruises out there, and we'd ride around. And as soon as we crossed over the Caswell County line, I'd go, doesn't the air just feel a lot different out here? And she's like, no, it doesn't. I was like, yes, it does. There's something about Caswell County that just makes me want to go there. It felt like home all those years, and I don't know why. So it took 12 years to get her out there, and I think she's getting used to it. I think the good thing is that we're still Reedsville, but we're 2 miles into Caswell County, so I've got her just inside the Caswell County line, which is good. So we started going to the Bible studies. Neil and them had already been doing it, and they were going through, I can't remember, basic Christianity, I think. So we joined in. I'm one of those introverts, too. Probably most of you know that. So my wife volunteered for us to start going to the Bible study, and I said, sure. We were living in Eden at the time, so it was about a 40-some minute drive for us. And I started going out there, and I started seeing the people and getting to know the people. And Jason has already mentioned that intimate feeling that you have during a Bible study that a lot of times you lack within a meeting like this. So we started getting to know each other and starting to have burdens for one another and starting to have a burden to see a meeting starting in Caswell County. So that's not quite 2 years that we've been doing that, and we're seeing what the Lord is doing. He's bringing different ones together, and it's not just us three. We got Ray Carroll here, and he's one of those. He's been praying for a meeting for a while. And we have others that are vital within our meeting or in our Bible study, I guess we could say. And hopefully within the meeting when it gets started, when we set our date. So we've been praying specifically for over a year, at least as a Bible study group, to see the Lord's working and what he wants to do. And it seems like it's coming into play that he wants a meeting in Caswell County. So what I did, I took a little bit of a different take on what Jason and Neil did. I didn't use any scripture. My wife said, you didn't use the word? And I said, no, not exactly. So I'm just going to give a couple of statistics within Caswell County, and hopefully that'll give you a burden to pray for Caswell County, and we'll just go. So the population estimate is about 25,000 compared to Rockingham County. Rockingham County has about 193,000, so it's a big difference. And then when you go to Guilford County, it's even more than that. So Caswell County, square mileage is about the same as Rockingham County, so it's a big area, small population. Some of the other things, church estimates. I looked online. I tried to figure out how many churches were in Caswell County. Just somebody throw out a number real quick, and I'll tell you if you're close or not. 98. Nowhere close. The estimate online, and this is could be wrong, 400 churches in Caswell County. 25,000 people. So I did a little bit of a calculation, and I'm not a math person, but I figured up about one church for every 50 to 60 people. But none of them are New Testament. None of them are going by the simple New Testament pattern. All of them are institutional. All of them are, majority of them are denominational. All of them have a clergy-laity distinction. And then when we look at what the New Testament stands for and what we stand for as a meeting here, then you start to have even more of a burden for Caswell County. No New Testament meeting out there. No individuals being able to use their gifts as Neil had talked about. That's one of our burdens in Caswell County, is to see every member using your gifts that the Holy Spirit has given you. And in Caswell County, nobody, there's no meeting out there that can do that right now. So that gives us even more of a burden of why we see and why we feel like we need a meeting out there in Caswell County. So the need would be a community-based local body of believers. And again, I got a different take on this as far as what Jason and Neil have talked about. Jason lives inside of Yanceyville, the big city of Caswell County. Neil lives on the outskirts in a small town called Blanche. And then I live in Reedsville, which is still Caswell County, but it's Reedsville. For me and Samantha, we're right there on the border. It takes us just as long to get to Yanceyville as it does to Reedsville, as it does to get to Danville, as it does to get to Burlington, as it does to get to Greensboro. So we're right there in the middle. So we can basically choose what we want to do. Well, I can still stay at Reedsville, or I can start going to Greensboro, or I can go to Danville. But the Lord has burdened us, obviously, 12 years of prayer getting into Caswell County. He's obviously burdened us to get in Caswell County and to see something starting to be done there. So I can pick and choose, but yet I want to do what the Lord's will is. So that's the issue. I think our vision for Caswell County is to see a New Testament meeting established in Caswell County. To see that meeting grow and duplicate or replicate throughout Caswell County. We talked about this when we first started. We'd like to see at least four assemblies in Caswell County, north, south, east, and west. It's just a goal. Doesn't mean that it has to happen. Doesn't mean that it will happen. That's just a goal that we have, not to see us all grouped together. Caswell County is a big rural county. We need to be spreading out. So that's our goal, to see us being duplicated, the New Testament pattern being continuing to grow. And the way that we're looking to do that is evangelism, equipping the members that are coming into the meeting, and of course we need to be edifying one another, and we're doing that at our Bible studies, definitely, but we can do it a little bit better as well. Some of the evangelism that we've done, Neil and Jason have both talked about that. Yanceyville has a one-year big bright leaf hoedown, and it's like a fair almost. We've got singing and booths and all of this. So for the last 2 years, we've set up a booth. We've distributed at least 500 different seed sower packets. We've talked to different ones. We haven't seen anybody saved yet, but as Jerry would talk about, we don't know what the Lord's done to somebody, and it may be 10 years before we see the evidence. It may not be until we get to heaven and we see the evidence, but we're doing what the Lord has burdened us to do. So that's about it for Caswell County, and I guess I said oldest to the youngest, and I had a purpose for that, and Neil didn't know why. But the purpose would be to give you a challenge. You know, we're starting out the first of the year. What can you do? What are you being burdened to do? Like I said, 12 years of prayer to get my wife into Caswell County. She didn't understand why. I didn't understand why. What was so special about Caswell County? But he's opened up a door. And I honestly believe that the Lord wants to have a work there. So think about Eden. Brown Summit. Greensboro's got Shannon Hills, but Guilford County's got a huge population. How many assemblies could be started there? Caswell County, we're looking to the future, and we're saying four. How many in Rockingham County? Madison. Danville. Virginia. Danville's a struggling meeting. We would all agree with that. Who's to say you couldn't go up there and help? Who's to say the Lord's not burdening you to start a Bible study in the area that you're at? So my challenge to you would be, don't grieve the Spirit that's in you. If he's moving in you and he's stirring you to do something, pray about it. It may take 12 years. How many years y'all been out there? It may take 11 years. It may take 20 years. It may take a year. We don't know. All we know is that the Spirit wants to do a work in us and through us. We need to acknowledge that, and we need to be faithful to what he's calling us to do. So continue to pray for Caswell County. But again, I would challenge you, pray for yourself and what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be a pew warmer. Don't suck up all the free air. The Lord wants you. He saved us for a purpose. He wants us to do something. And I should rephrase that. He wants to do something through us. Because if we do it on our own, it's going to fail. But if he does it through us, it'll work. So just be faithful to the Lord.